And hello again, everyone. I'm John Ray with the Business Radio X, and we're back. We're here at the grand opening of the new Assurance Financial office here in Roswell. Jeff Smith is the branch manager here. We just heard him speak to the group about his appreciation for the support that he's getting. And we've got a big crowd. I think you can hear it in the background. And it's a lot of fun. And we've been able to grab Michael Hernandez. He's joined me. He's with the Hernandez Group of Keller Williams. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, but how about this event?
It's in this something
it's huge.
Else. Yeah, it's. I've been to a lot of grand openings and ribbon cuttings. I don't think I've been to one like this.
No, this is very impressive. Jeff did a great job.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. But it just shows the level of support he's got in this community, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. From all corners of just North Fulton, especially Roswell, Jeff's a great guy. He's a pleasure to be with, be around. Mm-hmm. Our kids go to school together as
oh,
well.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he's been in the business a long time and knows what he's doing.
That's terrific. So, Michael, let's hear a little bit about you and your work. Talk. How long have you been with Keller Williams and in the real estate business generally?
Well, my wife and I both got our license together in 1995, so we're going into our 27th year.
Oh, wow.
So all with Northside Realty, mm-hmm. and then they were sold out.
Yeah.
We started with Keller Williams in 2001, so it's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
27 years.
Well, total span of 27 years, but yeah, absolutely, and it's all been here in Roswell, North Fulton. Boy, area Marietta.
It's too bad you don't have any more experience in that, Michael.
Oh, I know. And I'm still young, right?
Yeah, that's right. You started really young, right?
I did. Actually, we really did.
Yeah. Well, so you've seen a lot of ups and downs. You've seen mm-hmm. a lot of cycles. Talk about where you see the market right now versus where we've been over the last few years.
Well, the market right now is still crazy hot. Mm-hmm. It's great. Rates are incredibly low. So affordability is going to be the challenge with finding affordable housing. But this area, North Fulton, is just still, I don't see anything on the near horizon that's going to push us over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different market this time. A lot of people have equity in the house.
Mm.
So those rates come up. And when they do come up, I think people are going to want their money out, cash out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be paying a little bit more for that. But right now, the consumer is very, very healthy.
Yeah,
extremely healthy.
Yeah, and again, rates have not shot up, and people keep expecting that, I guess.
Correct.
But they've ticked up, but not so much to really dampen the market.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
So, what? Give some advice. I'm here to get some free advice, Michael. talk about if I'm a buyer, what do I need to be thinking about? How do I need to prepare?
Well, I'm a big advocate of investments,
okay.
investment properties,
okay.
any kind of invest in people.
Yeah.
So we're big into the investment properties.
Mm-hmm.
So advice there is to start looking for investments.
Okay.
Rental properties, start small, get some cash flow. And then, so if you are buying, to answer your question, if you're looking at buying something and you're a first-time home buyer, after you buy it, stay in it for a few years, but then hold on to it. Use it as a rental property and move on to the next property and keep that. If I would have bought and held my first house here in Roswell, which I paid $93,000 for.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been, my other houses, too. So
yeah, wow.
I decided to change that direction and start keeping and holding.
Yeah, wow. Great advice from Michael Hernandez, folks, with the Hernandez Group at Keller Williams. So, Michael, are you predominantly single family homes or multifamily units? What kind of investment properties do you counsel on?
Well, we are primarily our bread and butter is residential property,
right?
So it could be townhouses, condos, single family homes. And then we do have someone on our team that handles the commercial part of it.
Okay.
I have a commercial building. The building that we're in is a good friend of mine's. And so he's got these two buildings here. And mm-hmm. so, primarily residential properties.
And do you recommend that investors stick to either residential or commercial? Or what's your thoughts on that?
I think the majority, people go from residential and transfer over into commercial. Mm-hmm. After you accumulate three or four or five properties, you're looking for something bigger,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's start off with a multiplex. Let's go to apartments, 50 apartments, 100 apartments, and just make your way up that way. Or you can stick to retail.
Mm-hmm.
The commercial environment's huge. You have lots of opportunity there other than from single family or from residential properties.
And you better have the right agent, right?
You have to have an agent that's experienced.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because then you could buy, you buy into something and you buy too high, or you buy it, or the wrong financing can get you in trouble. So you do have to have an experienced agent. If an agent doesn't have investment properties, you shouldn't be using that agent.
Hmm.
That's just my thing. You know, practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're here celebrating the opening of the Assurance Financial mm-hmm. Office in Jeff Smith and his work, his team here. Talk about the importance of financing and how that gets you to the closing table.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen my share of how it doesn't get you to the closing table with some of these lenders that are putting their clients into the wrong vehicle of loans.
Yeah.
So you want an agent that knows and understands your situation, long-term, short-term, what is it that you need,
mm-hmm.
and then they can put you into a loan that you're comfortable with, and Jeff does this. Sure, an agent or a lender will say you're qualified up to X. Well, maybe they are because they're good at giving away money, but you're not comfortable with those payments. So the lender will say where you want to be with your payments, your monthly payments, how long are you going to be in the house. They have a full understanding of your situation before putting you into something. So it's really important that you have an agent like Jeff. He's a great guy.
Wow.
Very knowledgeable.
Yeah. Great words here from Michael Hernandez with the Hernandez Group of Keller Williams, the Mansell Road office of Keller Williams. Michael, thanks so much for stopping by. And I grabbed Michael on the way to the food table. He was nice enough to stop by.
I was just looking. So, John, it's been wonderful. It's like I said, it's been a great event here. It is a great event. And everyone's enjoying themselves. And you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you and appreciate the work you do and helping folks out there. But we want to ask the most important question for folks that have heard something that sparks a need to get in touch with you. How can they do that?
Well, my number is 678-642-6202, and then you can visit us at hernandezgroup.com.
Michael Hernandez, folks, the Hernandez Group of Keller Williams. Michael, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.